Let us continue our response to God's word today through the prayers of the people. Let us pray. God of nations, we pray for the world, which is your creation and the product of your overflowing love. We pray for people and places that are scarred by war, by violence against the earth, by social injustice and sectarian oppression. As world leaders gather for the ASEAN and G20 conferences, we pray they enter into good faith discussions to ease tensions and heal rifts between nations, that they seek the common good of all people rather than self-aggrandizement or self-interest, and that they make lasting commitments to the healing of the earth's environment and the development of renewable resources that can be shared equally by all, regardless of wealth or power. And we pray also for the people of Morocco who were subject to a terrible earthquake overnight with widespread destruction and the loss of thousands of lives. May healing and resources and help come to that country and reach those who need it most. We pray for our nation, confronted as we are by the lived realities of our poorest and most vulnerable citizens, by the ongoing threats to the delicate and unique ecosystem of this continent, and by the precarious state of relations between First and Second Nations peoples. May our political, business, and social leaders, supported and enabled by the people, make decisions and take actions to operate in the best interest of all Australians, placing individual dignity and community welfare above political advantage or profit imperatives, so that all may participate in the fullness of life and the joy of being. We pray for our community, for all those who make covenant to live together as a society, at home, at work, and in our social interactions. May mutual support and love be the characteristic of our neighbourhoods, our shopping malls, our business districts. And may all people, young and old, parents and children, long-term residents and recent newcomers, find a place of dignity and equity in which to build lives and contribute to the richness of the human community. Merciful Lord, we pray for your church, the body of Christ, for the church throughout the world, for the Uniting Church in Australia, for your community of faith here at Heathmont. In every gathering of Christian believers, may the bringing together of strengths and gifts and needs manifest the love of God for all humanity in all its circumstances. And may our congregation live as sisters and brothers, dedicated to relationship with one another that models the relationship of the human and the divine. God of hope and healing, we pray for all those who are suffering under the burden of illness or disease, for the dying, for those afflicted with mental illness, emotional trauma or daily despair, for those who suffer under the impact of discrimination and prejudice. We pray for the lonely and the friendless, and those upon whom the burdens and demands of life weigh heavily and oppressively. From among our own congregation, we remember those for whom life is at present difficult or burdensome, and ask that you bless them with hope and peace. May we as a community of faith be an ever-present reminder to them of your love. Lord of life and resurrection, we remember all those who have passed before us, especially those whose anniversaries occur about this time. May the lives of all our dearly departed be held in the depths of your love, until that time when all life is joined through Christ into your eternal being. And may those who mourn and remember with sadness be upheld by your Spirit of peace, reassured by your promise of eternal life made through Jesus Christ our Lord. God of all things, you know the depths of our hearts, all the hidden places, the secret hurts, the quiet shames, and unrealized hopes. Wholly known to you, we come before you now to offer in silence those prayers written upon our hearts. Lord of light and life, we offer all these prayers, spoken and unspoken, in the name of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.